That's
it. And she had three different jobs, and then she worked with community development program and community action program for approximately 6 or 7 years. She was just interested in that type mm-hmm. of work and enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
Where was she born?
She was born in Russellville, Alabama.
Do you know where her parents were from?
Originally, her father originated from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother's people originally, they were also from Winston County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, could you tell me a little bit about Jasper now and Walker County? You were telling me what the population was, and I forgot what you said.
Population in general countywide, we credited 4 years ago on the census of having approximately 70, round figure, 1,000 people. True statistic that I'd say is around 65,000, that's countywide.
Mm-hmm.
Then in Jasper, in fact, this next year we are making a census of Jasper, a true
mm-hmm.
census.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of part of that.
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
we are hoping to find in the neighborhood of 14,000 in incorporated limits of the city, which they are in the process at the present time through commission expanding the city limits,
mm-hmm.
taking in another 2 mile area surrounding wider than what we already have. I forget the exactly how much the city limits actually covers. For a good illustration of that would be that we patrol approximately 300 miles, you know,
mm-hmm.
in a radius. Now this is for police departments.
Oh,
and
mm-hmm.
Of course this takes in completely out of the city limits, what you call a police jurisdiction,
mm-hmm.
which almost includes the vast majority of the county, plus the sheriff's department does the same thing. We actually patrol almost as much as the county patrols in Jefferson County,
mm-hmm.
almost in
mm-hmm.
mileage,
mm-hmm.
the police department does. This has created quite a problem they're trying to correct.
Do they have enough personnel?
Personnel, in fact, we are loaded with personnel
mm.
in the city of Jasper, and the budget's been hard to keep in line. So every city that I know is having trouble with their finances.
Yeah.
We just, 2 weeks ago, we've come up with a new city manager, and we also got a financier coming in that we never had. I used to have one job, be a city clerk, was a city manager, and it was a city clerk. Now we have a city manager, we have a financial trying to look after what monies we have. Of course, taxes, you never really count on those. You don't know what you're going to get.
Mm.
And we are burdened with labor, personnel. So we don't know what decision to make except expand the city limits from ad valorem tax would help our cause within the next year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We figured it both ways with some extra cost involved. But actually, our representative is not in favor of doing it, but to uphold one form, which just comes into a political thing, whether or not we are able to get it done. If we don't, coming in the year of 1981, it'd be a very feasible possibility we'd have to cut off at least 25 people just to
mm-hmm.
bounce the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these people that we anticipate cutting off would have been there from, say, 10 to 18, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's in favor of that if we can overcome it,
mm-hmm.
but finances have been quite a bit of a problem. And one of the reasons for that, during the tornado we had here.
When was that?
Oh, Lord, you asked me, I'd have to stop and think here. This has been 4 or 5 years ago.
Did it do a
quite a bit of damage even downtown? We were very fortunate. We didn't lose a life. We had about 40-something injuries. And I think the total